AP Radio News. I'm Carlotta Bradley.
Cause I gotta have faith.
Singer George Michael has died at age 53. That's according to his publicist. Michael rocketed to stardom with Wham and went on to enjoy a long and celebrated solo career, lined with controversies, however. He formed the boy band Wham with his school friend Andrew Ridgely in the early 1980s. Helped by MTV, the cheerful duo easily crossed the Atlantic to become popular in the United States. Again, singer George Michael, dead at age 53. Carrie Fisher's mother says the Star Wars actress is in stable condition days after suffering a medical emergency. AP correspondent Violet Ikonomova reports.
Fisher's mother shared the news through a tweet Sunday and said the family will continue to give updates on Fisher's condition. She also thanked the public for its prayers and good wishes. Earlier in the day, Oscar winner Sally Field tweeted that she was thinking of the Star Wars actress with all her heart and soul. Harrison Ford and Mark Hamill were among many others to express their hope that the 60-year-old Fisher recovers. She fell ill on a flight Friday and is being treated at an L.A. hospital. I'm Violet Ikonomova.
Russia's president has spoken to the nation about the Russian military plane crash that took 92 people down into the Black Sea. AP correspondent Vladimir Isachenkov has more.
President Vladimir Putin went on television to declare the nationwide day of mourning for Monday, and he said the government will conduct a very thorough investigation into the cause of the crash and also will do everything to render possible assistance to the victims' families.
The plane went down shortly after takeoff from Sochi headed to Syria. An official says it's too early to speculate about whether it was terrorism, but that's not being ruled out. This is AP Radio News. Officials in Philadelphia say the sharp scent of rotten eggs in the city last week has been blamed on a power outage at a refinery across the river.
Philadelphia Gas Works got the first reports of a foul odor. Then the city's 911 system was flooded with calls, some from as far away as neighboring Bucks County. City officials determined the smell was caused by a kind of sulfur-based additive. They said it wasn't dangerous. Then on Saturday, PBF Energy in Paulsboro, New Jersey, just across the Delaware River, said a brief loss of power at their refinery resulted in flaring and odors. The company apologized. I'm Julie Walker.
Macedonia's conservatives, led by a former prime minister, secured victory Sunday in a bitterly contested national election. That's after a poll rerun in a single station did not give the leftist opposition enough votes to overtake their rivals. I'm Carlotta Bradley, AP Radio News.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big.